The opioid settlement came out to $26 billion. That's what four major drug manufacturers and distributors agreed to pay earlier this year for their role in fueling the opioid overdose crisis. Now many states are getting that money for the first time. So how exactly should it be spent? Well, Kaiser Health News reporter Aneri Patani has been covering the story. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
$26 billion is not small change. What are states supposed to do with all this money?
The big idea is this money is to be used for anything that can help address the opioid epidemic. So treating addiction, prevention programs in schools, harm reduction efforts like syringe exchange programs. And states are starting to get their first payments from that big settlement this summer and continuing through this fall, but they'll continue getting payouts for the next 18 years. And each state is kind of taking its own approach to how it wants to spend that money. So a lot of people are excited that, you know, this windfall of cash could make a difference. But there's also a lot of people who are concerned that the money may not go to places where it's most needed, which is what happened with the tobacco settlement money back in the 90s.
Explain how that went down and what the fear is now.
Yeah, so in that case, state governments got billions of dollars from suing cigarette companies, but they didn't actually use the money towards programs to stop smoking. Instead, they used it to fill budget gaps. And public health officials and advocates don't want to see that happen again. But there's reason to think that we're learning from that mistake. The opioid settlements this time around have stronger protections built in, like the fact that 85% of the settlement funds have to be used on things related to opioid addiction. And if states don't meet that threshold in the early years of the settlements, they could actually get penalized and get less money in the future years.
Now, you said the specific way the money is used is up to states, but what about the millions of people who've been affected by opioids? Not only people struggling with addiction, but their families. Do any of them get a say in how this money is used?
So this is a big conversation right now, and the reality is it varies a lot by state. So in Ohio, for example, I spoke with a woman, her name's Jackie Lewis. Her son dealt with opioid addiction for 20 years, and he just died last month of an overdose. Jackie spent years trying to get him treatment and pay off his court fines, and now she's raising her 7-year-old granddaughter on Social Security payments. So she wants the settlement funds to go towards helping families like hers and to fund treatment centers that will treat anyone regardless of their ability to pay. But she hasn't been able to speak to the foundation in Ohio that's overseeing the settlement money, and a local advocacy group has actually sued because of that lack of transparency. Of course, that's just one of the states. Some of the others are doing better with taking public input. And for people who are interested in having a say, they can reach out to their state's attorney general's office, which negotiated the settlement, or even to city or county officials, because a lot of these funds are trickling down to the local levels.
Bottom line, do the people you've spoken with think this money is going to make a real difference?
Everyone's really hopeful, but I think right now it's hard to say. We're really at the early stages. States are just receiving their first payments, and what we see right now is that their plans differ pretty wildly. You know, in Rhode Island, they're planning to use money for a site where people can use drugs under medical supervision. Maine is planning to give money to special education programs in schools. In Louisiana, 20% of the settlement funds are going to sheriff's offices to use as they'd like. And while all of this is happening, we have to remember, more than 200 Americans are dying of drug overdoses each day. So advocates and health officials feel an urgency to use this money, but they're also trying to be thoughtful so that their actions can make a difference over the next 18 years that the money comes.
That's Aneri Patani of Kaiser Health News, and you can find more of her reporting on the opioid settlement money at npr.org. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.